brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The headline from agency French Press is Geoengineering, no Holy Grail. That's the chemtrailing operation hidden in plain view. Now 20 kids have polio-like illnesses out in California. May become thousands, folks. It's in the vaccines. We're going to cover that. That's just some of it. Black pastors want Holder impeached. Okay, let's go back because he asked this question. We were up against the break. I responded to it. He said he has a beef with me that this show is more like a church. And I did just spend 45 minutes speaking out against cloning and genetic engineering. A, because we don't know where it's going. B, because the elite admit it can cause mutations down the line. And C, they've been caught Trojan horsing things. I'm here criticizing George Soros funding overthrows overseas. I'm just here trying to cover real news. I mean, that to cover false flag terror attacks, to cover the Boston bombing being staged and have our reporter take over press conferences. That's stuff you get killed for. I got death threats over that, and so did Dan Bidondi. Serious ones. And I'm not calling for people's support or thanks, but, man, I work 18 hours a day many days, and I've been doing this 19 years. And, you know, I don't make any apologies about the fact that I drive a nice Ford F-150 pickup truck. And I don't, and I live in a, you know, decent house, and I wear okay clothes, but I don't worship materialism. It's not my God. It's way down the line on my pyramid of hierarchy of needs. For those that know what a hierarchy of needs is, you know, up at the top is helping others and building a better civilization and spirituality. At the bottom of it is housing and clothing and heating and cooling and things like that. But, I mean, I'm more than happy to be criticized by anything legitimate by the caller that's been listening 17 years. I mean, Kevin, I think we've had some real success stories with this broadcast, and I think we've gotten better over time here on air at really articulating a lot of serious social issues that need to be discussed and debated. I'm just trying to get people to realize that reality is a lot deeper and wider than what mainstream media is trying to project. But set me right. I mean, explain to me how I'm a church. Explain it all to me.
Well, first off, thanks for letting me respond, because you literally could have let me go. So thanks for letting me respond.
Oh, I love being criticized. It's actually boring to be thanked. I mean, tell me, though.
Yeah. And secondly, remember, I'm a 17-year listener. Everything that you've ever talked about, I listen every single day. Everything you ever talked about, that goes into my brain. So I'm not.
Well, I mean, I think after 17 years, people get irritated with something. I get irritated with myself. Maybe you need a break from the show. Maybe you should do your own show.
That's actually funny that you mentioned that, because I was thinking the same thing for you. And the reason why I say that is because if I'm a 17-year listener and I'm starting to lose a bit of faith, there must be a reason why. It's not just because I'm listening.
No, it's because you start associating me covering the problems with the problems at a subconscious level.
I think it's actually a little bit more than that, and you're probably right, but I think what it has more to do with is, I know you're right, and a lot of people do as well, but for the last 17 years, if you had to measure your accomplishments or your trophies by either what you've done to change, whether it be drone killings, whether it be poisoning the water, if you had to...
We're actually getting fluoride pulled out all over the place, but I don't deserve a small part of that credit. See... I totally disagree with you. Most people know the Federal Reserve's private now. Most people know there's a world government now. I mean, people didn't know any of this 15 years ago. And if you ask the average person who got them thinking, they will tell you Alex Jones. I don't know how you can say we're a failure when we've been a raving, wild, exploding success, or to quote Robert Duvall in Network, a big bleeping hit.
You were a failure. In fact, I think you're missing what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is the people that you should actually be reaching out to the most, the ones that have been listening to you for 17 years, not 3 years and don't have a job. I work every single day and even on the weekends, but yet I still listen to you. My friend, you just have to have a little bit of patience and just hear what I'm saying. You're listening to a guy who takes heat from his wife because of the amount of time I listen to your show.
Yeah, but you're mad because you're awake and not living in the Matrix. I didn't do that.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to hurry through your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I've been giving the last caller about 10 minutes, but I want him to finish up his point because he's being critical. I want to find out exactly what he's getting at. Then coming up, geoengineering, no holy grail in, quote, climate change. There's massive geoengineering going on, changing our climate, basically terraforming it. Also, Berkeley girl among California children who contracted polio-like illness. It's up to 20. By the way, these have been vaccinated children, I should add. Whenever I hear about polio-like outbreaks, where it's not polio, it's always vaccine-related overseas. I think that's the main culprit here, the main suspect that should be looked at. That is coming up right now. Let's go back to Kevin. Kevin, I'm going to give you about a minute to quantify your criticism as a 17-year listener, exactly what you're getting at. Go ahead.
Great. I'll make it quick. You keep pushing the mute button there so I can't actually get at what I'm trying to say, but I'll make it
quick.
Hold
on just a minute. Hold on just a minute. Now, see? You had about a minute or so before we went to break last hour. You had a couple minutes of that short segment, and you're on air right now. Are you? Hold on. Put him on hold. Now, that's not a fair intellectual discussion. I'm not hitting a mute button on you. I don't have control of this phone call. They're airing it in there. Now, I just told them to turn you down so I could talk. That's a fake intellectual argument to call in and say that I'm muting you when I'm giving you about three times longer than the other callers have had today. Now, I'm going to give you 2 minutes, and I'm watching the clock. It's going to be 10 after in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. I would appreciate if you could, since you say that Jesse Ventura, Larry Pratt, Max Kaiser, all have something good to say about you in public, on TV, or some kind of video recording. If you could just give me 3 for each, that I could go look, 3 for each, and I'll go out and have a look, because you're the one that say that we're supposed to stick together and have each other's backs. And when I look at Jesse Ventura, who I look up to just as much as I look up to you, and I look at Larry Pratt, the exact same thing, and they're not backing you. That's all I have to say, Alex. You can use the rest for another caller.
Okay, so that's your criticism of me? That's why I'm bad? I mean, that sounded like high school or something. I don't follow a lot of what Jesse Ventura and Larry Pratt do because I'm busy. But I've actually heard Jesse Ventura say nice things about me on other shows. And I've actually heard Max Kaiser say nice things about me without even trying to find it. Now, I'm sure they disagree with me on some issues, and that probably gets brought up. But what is that even about? Listen, it's not my job, and I want to be clear about something here. People always tell me, hey, Alex, you're paranoid. No, I'm not paranoid when I know about thousands of declassified studies using lethal chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, on veterans, on foster kids, you name it. That shows me we've had a long-term scientific elite that Eisenhower warned us of that's doing a lot of secret evil testing on the public to set that precedent. And I know about the U.S. code that claims as long as it's for law enforcement or research purposes, even lethal testing, they claim is legal. Well, I say that's a fraudulent law in the U.S. code. It's in Title 50, Chapter 32. It bars secret testing but then authorizes it for law enforcement or research purposes. And so I'm just up here trying to get people to think about big issues like that and all the secret testing and things that are going on. I'm not trying to sound popular. I'm not trying to say what's palatable for the establishment. I'm not trying to go along with the system's talking points so that the system will put me on air. I am trying to build my own media system, and I'm trying to be as true as I can to the truth and to try to be as accurate as I can with all this research and information to really tell people what's going on in the world. And I think if you go back to what I was saying 17, 18, 19 years ago now on air, you will hear those old shows. We ought to re-air some of those from like 15 years ago. And it is like I was in a time machine breaking down what was going to happen. But I'm not in a time machine. The globalists are very public about their programs. It's all a giant scientific test with them tweaking and changing, but it all basically goes in the same direction. And so I don't care what other people say about me on air. I don't care. I mean, you could take somebody like Mark Dice, who I put on the map. He's a talented guy. 8, 9 years ago, he'd do these videos and write books and stuff, and I helped him more than anybody get a niche in media as a media analyst. He's got, I guess, an RTF degree. And then he got mad at me a few years ago and, you know, basically made up a bunch of stuff and attacked me. And then after his attacks failed, after about a year, I said to him, the prodigal son, I said, you're doing a lot of really good work. And I said, I forgive you. And I just did all this to show you a life lesson. And as I mature more, I realize it doesn't matter if people deny me to other folks when they're under pressure or they buy into the Cass Sunstein, you know, attack system of, you know, Alex Jones is being attacked. I'll be popular by attacking. I'm being attacked because I'm on point. I'm being attacked because I'm on target. And if you're over the target with a bomber, you're going to have flak. You're going to have the big guns firing at you and then exploding rounds that send shrapnel out. So I fly into the flak. If I'm not being attacked, if I'm not getting controversy, if I'm not being demonized, I'm not doing my job. And it's that simple. And I'm here to get people out of their comfort zone. I'm here to shake people out of their trance. And if it was shocking to a nation of zombies, even mainline conservatives, to have me yell and scream at the BBC or yell and say this isn't a game to Piers Morgan, You notice, in hindsight, everyone says it's one of the best moments in TV ever. That's all over the news the last 2 days. People say it's a defining moment. I had a major publisher call me yesterday and some media analysts, and they were saying, we believe that's when the tide turned in the debate on the Second Amendment, was when we just called it all out. And I'm not giving myself credit, but folks, when you're under attack and the enemy is flagrantly violating your rights and nakedly stomping around, playing patty cake and being soft-voiced about it is a recipe of slaves. But I'll be the first to tell you I could do a better job, in hindsight, a lot of times when I hear my show or when I make a mistake. But it doesn't matter. I'm in the arena doing the best I can. So I've learned to just move forward. And I think it's good to get some criticism sometimes. You know, it's good. But at the same time, it becomes a distraction, and there's never really any meat to it, or there's made-up rumors, or there's, you know, all this other garbage. You know, if you hear somebody not back me up or say something, you talk to them. Don't talk to me. I'm not my brother's keeper. Okay? And that's what it comes down to, is that I'm here to try to promote other people that have interesting ideas to get people thinking. I'm not here to promote myself. I'm here to die if need be, because I want to live forever through my progeny. I want humanity to succeed. I care about the big game. I care about the long-term goals. I'm alive. It's that simple. All right, we've been making people hold way too long. Matt is in the United Kingdom, and I apologize for making you hold so long, but I had to respond to that caller. Matt, go ahead. You're on the air.
That's fine. Hello, Alex. How you doing, buddy? Basically, I agree with everything you're saying there. It was quite a moving little speech there. Piers Morgan, last night, all over the BBC, they're ripping him to bits, bud. You know, they showed the best bit of you roasted him. You know, it was all you. What a milestone. What a success to get rid of him. Peter, the vampire, blood-sucking vampire, reptile. Call him what you want, but you've done it, buddy, and that was down to you. So, well done.
Again, it was Matt Drudge. It becomes really almost ridiculous how much I thank Matt Drudge, but he deserves it. It was Matt Drudge put a tweet out to them, and that's why they called me. And weeks after he did it, they go, no, Matt Drudge's tweet, you know, we think it's a great idea. And then I went, that's Matt Drudge. Never talking, just keeps walking, doing his magic, helping fight the tyranny. Go ahead.
Well, I think you should celebrate with a 1776 album, you know, with all your own music, because it's good, and I wish there was more of it, to be honest with you. You know what I mean?
I hear you, brother. There's so much we can do. What do you think overall of the cloning news and the genetics of three parents into one baby?
Oh, well, you're talking major ethical issues there, really. Let's be honest. I mean, the human soul is a very precious thing. And is it ethical to, you know, factory produce human souls? No, it's not. And that's essentially what we're going to be doing. So it opens up massive ethical debates. No, it's definitely wrong. And then, of course, you've got the GMO and all the diseases and everything else that comes. No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Well, that's the key. They give us all this garbage to destroy our genetics, and then we have to go to them to have kids, and then they backdoor all their changes into us to make us literally servile biological androids, in Aldous Huxley's own words.
Yeah, well, that's the plan, you see. I mean, I was doing a psychotherapy course at the local university, and they were teaching behaviorism. You know, we're all animals, and it was that's the mainstream teaching.
We have no free will, and it's all stimuli. The truth is, they want our free will. They want our soul.
They want to enslave us. They want your soul, and they will deny the human spirit. They deny determinism. The only way that they can control you is with psychotropic medication. You know, if they treat you like an animal, we're not animals. We have that animal nature, but we have part of the animal brain, but we have the conscious mind. The animals don't have that.
And we have the ability to change our environment and envision things. Exactly. Beethoven's not an animal. Vincent van Gogh's not an animal. We are an incredible divine species made in the image of the Creator. We are made by the Creator of the universe. All the evidence shows that we're an advanced technology created by the Creator of the universe. We are a conscious technology that God experiences the universe through us as just another manifestation of our Creator made in God's image. And these blasphemous control freaks know that full well, and that's why they want to attack the creation, my friend.
That's right. I agree. Watford, I was at Watford. You were the boss. Oxford, how'd I get tickets?
You know, I've asked the guys for that, and they sent me. I think it's for Oxford University and faculty members only. But we need to find out. I think there's a way you can call them and see if you can get in. But yeah, I'm speaking in Oxford coming up. What is it? The 12th of March. I'll be back in Albion, the beautiful Isle. We'll be right back.
From the Berkey Guy, now comes Survival Cave Food Storage. All natural canned meats with no MSG, fillers, or chemicals, and with up to a 15-year shelf life. On sale this week, 12 14.5-ounce cans of ground beef was $1.23, now just $1.13. Or 12 28-ounce cans was $1.64, now only $1.54. Free shipping within the U.S. Go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
With a little know-how, virtually anyone can hack or track a wireless device.
It's Keith from Block It Pocket with a warning about hackers and Big Brother monitoring your mobile device.
Block It Pocket essentially blocks out any outgoing or incoming signals. Yes, even when the phone is off and the battery removed.
Protect your privacy. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Visit blockitpocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears. Your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears. Your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes. Your schedule, your desktop, your detail, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play in the lottery, play football, play the field.
We want your soul.
about it. Deep space, Milky Way galaxy, two-thirds of the way out, orbiting standard sun. We've got all these weirdos in suits telling us what to do and telling us they're the universe and they're the world. And take these pills with chips in them. We're going to track everything you do, blasting the airwaves, electromagnetic radiation. We are living in a total Twilight Zone episode. You're on a planet, ladies and gentlemen, with an atmosphere that has less of a thickness than the skin of an apple, compared to the crust and mantle and core. And we are literally just hurtling through deep space at hundreds of thousands of miles an hour, staring out into the void, comets, shooting stars, all the life forms, all of it. I mean, it is just incredible. Consciousness is just totally over the chart, amazing. And I'm telling you, these mummies like Hillary Clinton and these mummies like the people on The View and just all of these nobodies and Eric Holder and Hillary all kissing all over the new MSNBC host and the pretty boy, and all of it means nothing. Nothing. And these people are not gods, and they will not attain life extension. They're going to get none of it. They will be destroyed in their attempt to destroy humanity in their incredible selfishness. And I know that in my gut as much as I know that my brain has literal sensors in it to pick up the magnetic lines of this planet, now proven in humans. It's in geese. It's in everything. The sixth sense has been proven as magnetic. All of it. And there's so many other senses we have. We're so much more incredible than these scum tell us we all are. I'm sick of them telling us we're scum. I'm sick of them telling us we're weak when they're the scum. I'm sick of them telling us we need them. No. They need us. They're parasites. Let's go to Simon in Florida. Thanks for holding, Simon. You're on the air. And then Duke.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man. You're absolutely correct. When you're on target, that's when the enemy attacks the most. I'm Simon in Florida. I broke the story about the Florida unemployment website glitches. And I just want to talk about Deloitte, the company who actually designed that website. Deloitte, I'm just going to read a quick paragraph for you, okay? Deloitte has been involved in the auditing of some of the biggest banking institutions over the past several years.
Yeah, they're the new Arthur Anderson.
Yeah, leading up to the financial crisis. They were found to have been deeply involved in obvious securities frauds. Fraud that involved fake mortgage assets. Taylor Bean and Whitaker Mortgage Corporation, look that up. The sharing of confidential information on several occasions. They were busted for being involved with clients that were caught money laundering, HSBC, for example. And they paid settlements of undisclosed amounts for their fraud involvement. Deloitte has been involved in so many scandals that make your head spin. In February of 2007, the Federal Reserve of New York's board extended the contract of international auditing company Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. The future Treasury Secretary at the time, Tim Geithner, was president of the New York Fed at the time.
And by the way, they're tied into the NSA, too.
Even though Deloitte violated the New York banking law, Statute 3610, by disclosing confidential information of other Deloitte clients to Standard Chartered, and that was just the tip of the iceberg, Deloitte's interests here in Florida are protected by one of the most powerful lobbyists in Tallahassee, Brian Ballard, who is a major campaign fundraiser for Governor Rick Scott and the other GOP officials. So you got to imagine, he's up for re-election, and that whole thing, all those people that dropped out, you know, not getting paid for 6 weeks, can't file, the numbers came down. When they came down under 7%, they were able to drop the federal extensions. So all these people drop off, the unemployment numbers come down, and Rick Scott looks great.
Sure, they're gaming all the unemployment numbers and the inflation numbers, everything. It's as phony as a $3 bill.
Well, they 283.4 million in contracts in Florida alone, and they did this in three other states.
Well, that's the thing about a technocracy, is it allows them, with the high frequency trading, all of it, to game things to a whole new level.
Wow, it's just unbelievable. And I have one other thing to talk about. Abby Martin, you know, she asked Rand Paul a question about his support of Mitt Romney. This is over a year ago. And he tried to get her fired from RT and had the Capitol Police contact her. It's an unbelievable story.
Yeah, I think that's what some of their staffers did, but I didn't like Rand Paul doing that. But she doesn't like me either. I've done nothing to her. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Wave feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployment without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide, thank you so much for joining us. I got a bunch of news I want to get to on geoengineering. On a new poll out, majority are angry and upset about the idea of government policing the news, but still a sizable portion are not fazed at threat to freedom of the press. That just went up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But right now, Duke and John and many others you've been holding patiently. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Really superb callers today. Duke, thanks for calling from Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Thanks. I'd like to talk about a couple of things that I found out on GMOs and the police state. On the genetically modified foods, I've taken it upon myself to go to these grocery stores and talk to the managers to find out if they even know where their food comes from. Well, 8 out of 10 don't even know where their vegetables come from. So if that's not a red flag, I don't know what is. The other thing I'd like to talk about is the police state that we're finding ourselves in. Oklahoma has found themselves $13 million in unpaid parking tickets, and they've got a new program with the marshal's office going on where they literally kick down your door, knock down your door, and come in your house and take you to jail over a parking ticket.
Continue. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I just had a glitch for a minute. Back up 10 seconds.
Well, on the police state, yeah. Oklahoma City's found that they have $13 million with an unpaid parking fine.
Oh, yeah.
So they have made a connection with the marshal's office to beat down people's doors on these parking tickets.
Oh, I know. They now send police, even SWAT teams, for parking tickets and things. They arrest folks for no seatbelt. It's all about getting us in the system.
Well, on the news, they're not showing that. On the news, they're showing one marshal knocking on your door real politely. But I have a friend that just got thrown in jail, and when he answered the door, they threw him down, took him to jail, and went in his house unlawfully while his wife was in bed naked.
Of course.
And I'm just a good old country boy at heart. You know, I'm just like, I think
that's not what goes on in a free country. Our police are internationally trained and controlled. They're out of control. They're training like an occupied army, and they've got this attitude that they're keeping us safe. No. At the top, Homeland Security staged major terror attacks. It is a criminal group. Go ahead.
Do they not know that we're preparing to? I mean, I don't have children. I'm not married. I am not going to let someone molest my home or my property without fighting for it. I mean, I'm just not that type of guy.
Brother, they're bringing back debtor prisons now that are even illegal. They don't care. They still throw you in jail in Illinois. I mean, this is a lawless takeover.
They won't take me alive. I'm not that type of person. I'm a good old boy, and I believe in good morals and values. I believe that I'm a good person. I do not like to see people suffer, but I am not going to take this kind of crap on my property, especially.
It's just I hear you, and that's why they're getting armored vehicles and gearing up. They want a war with us so bad they can taste it. And not even the average cop, but their bosses are people that want to teach American school children 2 + 2 = 5. Literally. I mean, that says everything you need to know about these people. They are the scum of the earth. Anything else, Duke? What was your other take on the GMO? You had something else to say?
Well, on the GMOs, we've got a couple natural places around in Oklahoma City, Sprouts and Whole Foods and everything, and I've gone to even them, and they don't even the managers have no idea where this food comes from. They don't. They cannot tell you where it comes from.
Well, a lot of it's certified, a lot of it isn't, but a lot of stuff at Whole Paycheck, Whole Foods is not non-GMO organic, but a lot of it is. It'll actually have numbers on it. It'll be listed. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And again, folks, it isn't like they cross two squash to make a better squash with open pollination with a hybrid. This is where they go in and fundamentally change the plant. And a lot of these things are plants that grow their own pesticide off of bacteria toxins or fungus toxins. And they argue, well, this fungus normally occurs in corn. Yeah, they boost it 1,000 times with the BT Monsanto corn. There's other varieties. They take it and boost the toxin 1,000 times what sometimes naturally occurs and is a natural pesticide. It's a symbiotic relationship with the corn and other plants and the fungus or the bacteria, depending on which one it is. And then if bugs eat it, they die, folks. And then we're eating it. It's a pharmacological crop. Look it up. 15 years ago, they were growing live HIV in corn, open air in Texas. That's what's going on. They can grow chemicals in corn. They can engineer corn to grow Coca-Cola in it if they want. That's how neat plants are. Look up pharmacological crops. They can do anything. We're not in Kansas anymore, folks. We are in the advanced 21st century. The year is probably about 2045 right now, to technologically speaking. John in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm calling mainly because, you know, we were bought at a price, and so we cannot become slaves of men, you know? And, like, government, as I see it, is just men, you know? So...
It's systems of extraction, systems of enslavement, systems of authoritarianism.
Right. And mainly, I've had this idea for a while. Like, I don't know why everyone doesn't, you know, file suit towards the IRS, mainly because for stealing our identities. Everyone, you know, throws a lot of words around, citizens, person, all this, but, like, the legal, you know, definitions, there's three different definitions for the term United States. You know, there's the country, the United States, and there's the federal zone, the United States, and then there's the collective states of the union, you know? And, like, the same thing turns to what a citizen, you know, we're not citizens. If you're born in this country or your parents were, you know, you're a national. You're a state national. You're a member of your state. And, like,
that's right. That's right. Originally, you were a citizen of your state, and they had for a mutual defense combine the federal government.
Yeah, and it's sad because a lot of people don't grow up learning any of that, and, like, it also...
Sir, the average American doesn't know that the Earth orbits the sun.
It's pretty insane. Main person I think you should have on the show, too, Deborah Tavares, because she's the smart meter lady, you know, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
I think we've had her on a couple times. Very, very interesting lady, John.
She's very... even into this, like, taxation stuff. But I think we should file suit against the IRS for stealing our identities. I mean, because most people send in the 1040, and they admit to being residents, and we're not residents.
Plus, you violate your Fourth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment. You waive your right to incrimination. I appreciate your call. Money Magazine's done, and others have done 30, 40, 50 different tax returns. The same tax return to different CPAs. They all give you a different answer. And... again, it was set up in 1913, the Federal Reserve. That same week, they passed the IRS Act. It wasn't even widespread implemented until the 50s. It is a taxed offshore banks, and that's just an absolute fact. Ronald Reagan's own commission found in 81 not 1 cent of the IRS money goes around the country. It goes to interest on the debt to offshore banks, which the debt only gets bigger because that's how they control us. Just like banks don't want a farmer to ever get out of debt. I mean, this is really 101, folks. And old-timers knew this, so we couldn't be enslaved. I mean, we are so enslaved, it is just unbelievable. Clinton, Ohio. Clinton, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling because of the Teddy's Law that I emailed you about. I emailed The Blaze. I emailed Coast to Coast. And
all right, well, tell me about the law. What is it?
That was the Teddy's Law, where they were going to have CSB come into your house if you wanted to homeschool and inspect.
Oh, yeah, that was in that's in Ohio.
Right. I emailed you, and the next day you covered it, man. So as far as anybody saying you don't change anything, that law was gone in 2 days. We had people from the Philippines, from Canada, from Romania, from Israel, Germany, and the U.K. all call that senator and say that that's ridiculous. So I know you always have adults calling up and saying your stuff. So here, this is for the future generation, man.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
So you did do something, man. Don't let anybody tell you. And there's the kids. That's what it's all about.
Beautiful. Anything else, Clint?
Nope, that's it. Keep up the good work, man.
I will, brother. Imagine the horror of being Clint, where they're going to send CPS to every homeschooler's home to open a criminal investigation that you're an abuser, or make you get a teaching certificate to be able to homeschool your children. That's the final domino, folks, coming for our kids. Doesn't matter the homeschoolers win all the spelling bees, all the geography bees, that they're sought after by colleges and get full tuitions and scholarships. It doesn't matter that statistically they're not all screwed up. And again, homeschooling really isn't even homeschooling. There's these giant communities of homeschoolers. It's people that want out of the system, and that's what's so good about it. I mean, my parents were naive. They were really good people, but they grew up in the 50s. They put me in high school in Dallas, and it was unbelievable. The sex
People are like, oh, that sounds fun. No, it wasn't fun. The fighting, the drugs, which I never got into, the corrupt police, the meanness of the people, the persecution of nerds, the cliques. And I was like an animal in high school. And so I was oblivious to it all and didn't even know that, you know, I'd been basically the most popular person in school because I was just completely like a mad dog, you know, of just not in a bad way, but like an animal. I was just didn't even click into any of it and didn't follow anybody's style, didn't you know, go with any of that, and saw the disdain by the cliques and things and all told them they were scum of their face. But even though I was super popular, I was in high school 3 years in Dallas because I was in so much trouble 1 year where I had to take off half the year to work on the ranch. And then 2 years in Austin, I came to Austin and just kept my head down and, you know, ended up making straight hundreds and just got out of school. But I didn't mean to get off into myself and say I was popular in high school. My point was is that it was a bad experience. It was a really bad experience. It was empty. And I just cannot imagine throwing my children in sixth grade where kids that have flunked four grades who are really 14 and you're 11 and they're beating you up. I mean, gangs beating you up. Oh, it's got to be 100 times I was beat up before I started literally just stomping the hell out of people. But my whole point is that I guess it made me who I am today, but I would not want that on my children. And I'm not knocking my parents. I know they listen. They were old school, you know, coming with black eyes. Well, you just better be tougher next time. And that wasn't some macho bravado thing. That's just what old-time Texans are like. That's how my dad's dad was to him. But it's just a different world, absolutely different world. These public schools are hellish, ladies and gentlemen. Some of them aren't that bad in rural areas, but my God, big cities, poof, man, might as well just put your kid in a juvenile hall. It's bad. And the problem is you beat up one gang member, you got to fight the rest of them later. Then you beat them up, and you got to beat up their big brothers. Then you got to beat up their ex-con, you know, older cousin who's 25 years old when you're 16. And that's Dallas for you. You know, somebody, you're at a Sonic, and somebody comes out of the back of a truck with a knife trying to kill you. I mean, it's just animal land. I tell you, one thing I like about liberals in Austin, Texas, at least it's changing now because all the Dallas folks are moving in and stuff, is that people don't kill each other all over the place. And I really don't like getting in fights with people. I really don't like everybody got something to prove and starting trouble. Because, I mean, I've had enough of it, a lot of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Texas. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing, man? Long time no talk.
Yeah, brother. What's on your mind today?
If you look up KVUE, man claims DPS falsely arrested him. I'm surprised that you haven't put my video on there, man. You actually have somebody fighting back that knew his rights, that knew the laws. But
well, I must have missed it. Tell me. It's KVUE. That's local TV in Austin.
Man claims DPS falsely arrested him.
Okay, and I haven't seen that video. What happened?
There's two videos on there. And the police violated, I believe it was 8 of my constitutional rights, and I believe they committed 120 felonies amongst the 6 officers.
Okay, well, I haven't seen the video. What happened to you?
Well, it's a long story. I need to sit down and talk with you about it. I mean, it's a long story, but they committed so many felonies in the jail, and otherwise, just like the bond, they violated my constitutional right by, it should have been like a $200 bond, which actually it shouldn't have been anything at all, but they gave me an $8,000 bond.
Well, let me tell you, the state of Texas, I was talking to a friend, and he showed it to me. I want to do a piece on it. He has a 1993 Chevy Silverado that's worth about $3,000 on a good day in the Blue Book, and he went in to get license and registration because he bought it from his buddy for $3,000, and they told him this thing is worth $57,000, even though all the books show different, and we want something like $12,000. And they laughed at him and said, go get a state appraiser. Well, he can't find a state appraiser. And when he goes in, they all laugh at him. And that's happened to everybody I know. The states are just robbing everyone. And if you get arrested for, you know, not having your driver's license on you or whatever, when you get there, they'll do all these fines and fees. Yeah, I know the government's just gone to seed. And the government's been told, raise taxes over and over again, raise taxes or you're going to go bankrupt. Well, no amount could ever keep us from going bankrupt because they want us to go bankrupt. But listen, a caller called earlier and said, thanks for covering how they tried to ban homeschooling in Ohio. Okay, I'm glad I saw that and covered it. I remember covering it. But, I mean, I'm not omnipresent, bro. I don't know about your case with the DPS. You say you're surprised I didn't cover it.
It's just somebody that stood up to them and fought back and is winning.
No, I know, but, I mean, do you understand that I didn't know about it?
No, I understand. You have a lot on your plate.
Saying you're surprised. I mean, so you're winning. How are you winning?
We won our 12-6 against the APD.
Well, that's good. I'll look up your video. I appreciate your call. We got Chris in New Hampshire, Fred in Canada, David in Michigan, Jay in Wyoming. I don't know if I can get to all of you, but I'll try. Did a good job today. Took a lot of phone calls. You know, there's a study out that being in a dark room makes you think better. And when I'm in there with just a couple of lights on, no cameras on, I'm very relaxed today. Also did a grueling workout this morning. Super grueling, folks. And I am just absolutely in a very relaxed mode. I hope everybody's okay with that today. Not the normal Tasmanian devil.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knutson, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
LaGrange down on the ranch. They got some really nice girls, yeah. Wonder what this song's about.
But now I might be a mistake.
folks. This hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. /Alex to find their specials. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Non-GMO, great customer service ratings. It's who I've chosen to use. You need to be prepared and not be dependent on the system. I think that's obvious. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And please don't forget, we have the Super Male Vitality with the 8 super herbs concentrated to naturally try to block the estrogen mimickers in your body and just really supercharge your overall energy, libido, some of the other things. Weight loss, for me personally. We only bring you the very best at InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase of the Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, the Fluoride Shield Detoxer, the Super Male Vitality, all of it, I believe, will contribute to a better lifestyle for you and health, just like the great Southern Mexico, High Mountain, Chiapas, organic, volcanic soil grown. Arabica is my favorite. We have two different blends. I hope you'll check that out and try that out at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I took a lot of calls today, and like I said, I had pneumonia last week, and I've still got a little bit of a hoarse voice, so I'm not trying to talk like Batman. I'll assure you this is what my voice sounds like, but I probably need to take some time off. I'm probably going to go visit a voice doctor. I've never really gone and had my, a throat, eye, or whatever they call it, doctor. I've got a good name of one just to get checked out what's going on down there. So I was seeing another doctor last week, and they recommended I do that when they were looking down my throat after all my yelling and screaming. Didn't mean to get the signature voice on purpose. There's a lot of news I haven't gotten to that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. One of them is really creepy. Secret U.S. government watch list forces companies to place hold on orders. Australian David Jones told his order had been delayed due to the name being flagged by a database. A secret U.S. government watch list is forcing companies to place orders on hold in case they want to grab them and put spy tech in them without warrants. According to an Australian named David Jones, whose name was flagged up as suspicious when he tried to purchase computer parts. After Jones processed an innocuous order with Element 14, a large distributor of electronic and computer parts in Australia, he arrived at the company's trade counter to pick up the goods, only to be told that his order had been placed on hold. Well, the NSA admits, it came out with Snowden, that they reroute stuff worldwide to put spy tech in it. After confirming that the hold was not due to his parts being restricted or suspicious anyway, Jones was told that it wasn't the parts that had been flagged, it was his name that had been flagged. See, all commerce is tracked. And it came out in the news yesterday that the TSA pre-screening thing is, quote, under fire because it's like the NSA. I think that was AP yesterday. That's what I've been saying day one. It's an NSA scandal, folks. It's they're tracking everything you do before you ever even leave your house. And that was the winning video. Make me air the winning video tomorrow. I never announce the winner. I was supposed to announce that last week. That's how punch drunk I am and how busy. We'll announce the winner. In fact, we'll announce the winner today. And then I'll play it tomorrow. But it deals with that. And then continuing here. Nets refuses to report latest Obamacare fail. 2/3 of small business employees see premiums spike. Also, we've got other reports here dealing with geoengineering. But I am just flat out of time. You know what? I'm going to go to Overdrive. InfoWars.com has the audio streams. I'm going to Fred.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Asia, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.